Coming up at 3, Afternoon Drive with John Matham on Cape Talk. Listen more, challenge more, share more. Join the conversation. Cape Talk, new beginnings.
Now, June is International LGBTI Pride Month, so it's fitting that today saw the launch of a new four-part series which delves into some of the difficulties of living as openly gay in South Africa. As I said a few minutes ago, our constitution is among the most progressive in the world when it comes to protection of LGBTI rights. So why is it that so many people continue to live in fear and feel the need to keep their sexuality hidden? This is one of the many issues addressed by the series, which is called SKIF. It's a bilingual Afrikaans and English production. And before I introduce you to its creator, I'd like to take a listen to the trailer.
My grootste vrees was, I gaan nie werk en ek gaan nie shows kry nie. Ek gaan nie, my series gaan nie meer verkoop nie.
Ons almal het dele van onsself waarvan ons glad nie hou nie. Vir die langste tyd het ek die feit dat ek gay is gehad. Ek wou uitvind hoe ander mense se seksualiteit al beïnvloed het. Maar ek wou nie net hoor van mense soos myself nie. Ek wou net so wyd as moontlik span.
Op 'n redelike vroeë ouderdom besef dat ek aangetrokke was tot mans. Ek het glad nie 'n woord daarvoor gehad nie.
You fell in love with Mark first. And one of the things that I am is gay.
Om veilig te bly, moet jy amper soos closeted wees as jy soos ek lyk. Jy weet, jy kan nie vir mense sê dat jy regtig trans is nie.
Ek dink vir geen oomblik moet mense onderskat dat dit ongelooflik moeilik bly vir mense om uit die kas uit te klim. En ek dink dis hoekom dit so ongelooflik belangrik is dat hierdie stories gereflekteer word in media.
My mom took it really badly. She told me that I should change my name, like legally change my name, because I'm gay, because it's a disgrace to the family. It's a lot to take in and I'm not changing my name.
My paat het gesê, hy weier, want hierdie mof kan nie nog huis bly.
Vandag weet mense wat dit is en hulle word faggot genoem en moffie genoem.
Not being able to really kiss in public because you're afraid. That's a South African reality.
Wat aan 'n mens moet gevraag vir God? Wat aan 'n mens moet gevraag vir God se liefde? Niemand. Nee, net gay mense moet gevraag vir God se liefde.
Toe ons begin het met hierdie dokumentêre reeks was die doel om 'n soeklig op LGBTI kwessies te plaas. Maar wat ons vergeet het, is dat ons nie eintlik praat oor issues of kwessies of selfs probleme nie. Maar ons praat eintlik oor mense.
So for those who don't speak Afrikaans, that final line is so important that we're not necessarily speaking about challenges or issues or problems. We're talking here about people. And on the line with me is the person behind the creation of this series called SKIF. He is Cake Neck host and media personality Ronaldo Schwab. And so great to have you with us this afternoon, Ronaldo. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to chat with you this afternoon.
You deliberately chose June for the release, I think not only because it's Pride Month, but it's a particularly significant anniversary month this year with the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprisings.
Yes, I think it's so important that we're launching this month, and obviously we're rolling out throughout the month, but we're launching today, and it marks such a very important time for many LGBTI people. Like you mentioned, it's 50 years since the Stonewall Uprisings, and that obviously being the start of what Pride is today, essentially. So I'm very happy that we could launch in this month.
Ronaldo, you know, I often hear from people who are either outright homophobic or just don't lack an understanding for LGBTI rights. Why should there need to be such a thing as Pride? Why must they demonstrate in such a way we don't have a straight people's month or straight people's parade? My response to that is always, well, you don't need one. You don't need protection because that's normalized and you don't need to live in fear. Fear was a theme that came through very strongly in that trailer that we just played for our audience. And it shouldn't be so because, as I said at the start, our constitution has a framework that should, by rights, protect against that fear better than anywhere else, certainly on this continent. Talk to us a little bit about what you find, though, when you said about making this documentary, that fear was very real for many of the people you spoke to.
Yeah, it definitely was real. And what I've noticed, it's so obviously the documentary addresses issues that I've personally dealt with. Mm-hmm. But when I set out to speak to these, I think, 13 people that feature in the documentary, the themes or the issues that I've faced sort of came up for them as well. It might have looked different, but essentially it's rooted in that fear of not being accepted or not sort of being allowed to live your truth or who you are. And it shows up everywhere. I think when you're a kid in school, it definitely showed up a lot with the people I spoke to in their families. And it does show up in work and sort of the way we navigate that space. And I recently traveled to Thailand for a holiday. And like you said, South Africa is perceived to have a very progressive LGBTI constitutional rights. But if you look at the statistics of the amount of comments we see when Afrikaans dating show introduces a gay farmer or what's happening with corrective rapes in our communities, it definitely paints a different picture.
We heard from some of the people in that trailer, they're talking about their own experiences and talking about the fear of coming out in particular. And I know that that's particularly is one of the issues that one of the forthcoming episodes is going to address directly. I don't think it's the one that that is already live today. But let's talk a little bit about that. You said that this was in part informed by your own experience. Ronaldo, how difficult was it for you to come out?
So I think it was sort of twofold for me. Obviously, when or more than twofold, it probably happens in different forms. So I think the first coming out for many people who fall under the LGBTI umbrella is the self-acceptance. And when you are constantly told that being gay is not right or being gay is not an option or that it can change, at a very young age, that sort of tells you that you can't come out, even to yourself. So I definitely dealt with issues with regard to my sexuality from a very young age. I think I put it on hold, and I came out to my family, my parents, that is, a week before I turned 18 years old. So I think it was about 16, 17 years old. And then I told them it's been a very long journey, and I don't think the journey is completed with regards to me showing them what it means to be gay, because I think what happens a lot for many people with their parents, parents have a very specific idea of what it means to be gay. And in my context, it definitely was a case of my parents thought, if I'm gay, it means I want to be a woman. Obviously, that is not the case. Then I would identify as transgender. But it definitely was a long process. It showed up again for me when I started working in media. It actually showed up a few times back when I was in varsity, and numerous lecturers of mine told me that I don't necessarily need to highlight the fact that I'm gay. I actually remember one conversation, I was told to be less camp or be less flamboyant, as it would make me more palatable for work in the media industry. So we hear this a lot, as I said, whether it be in school, in varsity, with your family or at work, that you need to sort of be less gay because we don't necessarily want to see that as South Africans. So I think that's why it's important for a documentary like this and for people in the public eye to come out as gay until we get to a space where it is acceptable and normalized. Unfortunately, we're not there. So it is important for a Pride Month. It is important for representation on our media platforms. And I think that's why I wanted to make this documentary, because it shows someone who's sitting in school or in primary school or somewhere who had doubts about them being different or wrong or weird, that you're not wrong or different, that you're actually just who you need to be, and there are people and other people like you.
That you're not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ronaldo, I mean, speaking about representation, let's talk about role models and the importance of role models within the gay community. Because as you said, for example, your parents having one sense of what it means to be gay, many people having misconceptions about what it means to be gay that are informed by ignorance because they've possibly never had somebody openly gay in their circle of influence and acquaintance. They've never had the opportunity to interact with somebody and learn to recognize the shared humanity, that this is just another person who is different from you. How important is it then for somebody like a Mark Lottering, who is widely known, widely recognized, widely loved, to be okay with his gayness and speak about it publicly in this series?
I think it's very important. So for me, it was obviously important to have these people like Mark Lottering, Afrikaans musician Joe Forster, come to speak on this documentary. And I think when I spoke to my mother about the project, we were still in pre-production, and I told her Mark will be a part of it. And her first response was, "Oh, she didn't know that Mark is gay." Also, and I've got that response from a few people over the last few months, and I think it changed, not necessarily changed something in her, but I think it sort of widened her perspective of what it means to be gay. So I obviously follow Mark Lottering on social media, and he's quite open about his relationship there. But I still think many people have this very narrowed belief of what a gay person is. So it is important to show all walks of life when it comes to the LGBTI umbrella, and that includes having a Mark Lottering, that includes having an older person, or even there's this very fascinating and inspiring young guy that I speak to. I think he's currently second year at the University of Pretoria, and he made headlines in 2017 because he went to his matric ball with another guy. Mm. And this was the first for the Pretoria Boys High to sort of see this, and I think it just showed me that sort of being gay comes in different shapes and sizes, and it's necessary to showcase all of those.
Now, I mean, it is starting to change, I think. I mean, you mentioned that example of the matric dance. I think back to that would have been unheard of during my high school years. And I look at my daughter who's in high school, and at a high school that has a pride society, which any member of the student body can join, whether or not they're gay themselves. It's completely normalized in that context and celebrated and supported, which is a huge step forward. And yet she's very lucky to be in an environment like that makes the space for that. We know that for some South Africans, the act of coming out can be one of physical endangerment of self. You've mentioned the issue of corrective rape. This is not something that is confined to countries like Brunei, passing death sentence laws, and countries further north in Africa, which regard it as a capital offence. It is still a fear, and a very real fear for some people here in South Africa, is it not?
Yeah, it's definitely the case, and I think it's something that still has a very long way to go, and it needs to be addressed. And I think if we speak more about it, hopefully that's one way to start the conversation, to look at addressing it and properly addressing it. In the documentary series, I speak to Adnan. He had to flee his country of Syria, and obviously we know they also have horrible laws and rules with regards to gay sex. And his parents don't accept him at all. And he said he had to leave for his own safety, and he obviously found a new community and a new home in Cape Town, South Africa. But it's very difficult for people to come out of the closet. I think we are making strides. Like you mentioned, I think certain schools are a bit more inclusive. But if I look at my sort of immediate environment in Pretoria, where I'm currently based, there's still a very long way to go with regards to seeing another same-sex couple at a matric ball.
Really? Okay. One of the things you're going to delve into in one of the future episodes as well is the difficulty of finding love as a member of the LGBTI community. And look, I mean, this is a refrain we hear from people across the age and gender spectrum and across sexuality spectrums. Finding love is difficult in 2019 for anybody. Talk to us a little bit about the particular difficulties within the LGBTI community.
So I think it's definitely one of the sort of biggest issues that I've been grappling with for the last few years, because I think it's such a layered thing when you look at it. Because first of all, you have to deal with the fact that you're already struggling with your identity or sexuality. So that comes with a lot of baggage and psychological issues that you need to address. And then you need to find someone who's also going through that same experience, but it might look totally different. And then obviously with finding love, we speak to introducing that person to to family, and not many families are comfortable with introducing or welcoming a gay partner for their son or daughter. And I think it gets really tricky when we're talking about transgender individuals, because I think that's another issue of having to come out and educating your partner with regards to your gender identity and then your physical anatomy. And I think it's definitely something I've learned a lot about while shooting this documentary. But the trans experience with finding love is a very tricky one, and I think it takes a toll on people who is in that situation.
Mm. Ronaldo, let's just run through some of the details of where our listeners can watch the series. Now, it launches on the netvac24.com website. There are going to be 4 episodes in total. Are you going to release 1 per week through the month of June?
Yes, so we'll be releasing each episode on Monday. So we went live with the first one, which addresses religion and sexuality today. That's on netvac24.com. And then next week, we'll go live with the second one. And that episode addresses the importance of representation. And then the week thereafter, episode 3, we talk about love and if it's difficult to find love as an LGBTI person. And then I think we wrap up the month on the last Monday with the episode that focuses on the importance of coming out and being proud to say that you are gay or that you fall under the LGBTI umbrella.
Now, the key thing is making sure that this gets seen by the people who most need to see it, Ronaldo. It's free of charge to watch, is that correct?
Yes, so it will be in front of Netvac 24's paywall. And if you also head down to Netvac 24's YouTube page, all the episodes will obviously be loaded up there as we roll out throughout the next few Mondays.
So the final question, I guess, Ronaldo, is what message to a young person listening to this interview who hasn't yet come out to his family, perhaps even really gone through the process of coming out to himself or herself, as you've described to us? What do you hope that they will get or feel from watching this series?
I think it's important to me that someone who watches this realizes, if they happen to be LGBTI, that they are people like you. You're not alone. There is a community, and that there's nothing wrong with what you're thinking or what you're feeling. And it might be uncomfortable in their family space or in their school space, but never be ashamed of who you are. And I think it's essentially my message, and my core message would be that I would hope that people can live their truths, whatever that might be.
Ronaldo Schwab, thank you so much for chatting to us today. Presenter and producer of Skiff, which is live episode 1, available from today on the Netvac 24 website. So it's netvac24.com for those of you looking for it online. And as you heard in the trailer, it is a mix of English and Afrikaans language in the series.